I am opposed to the bill as an individual, and the coalition that I belong to is opposed to the bill also, because we just think that it flies in the face of our democracy. You see, because we are a secular country that is guided by a constitution, and the constitution is the supreme law of the land. And that constitution says that there should be no discrimination based on so many categories, religion, ethnicity, but also gender, amongst other things. So criminalize people because of their identified gender is against the constitution. But we also have a constitution that generally upholds human rights. And that constitution is promoting a certain respect and dignity for difference within our society. And we need to make sure that we respect that. The constitution respects the privacy of individuals. The provisions in the bill will infringe on our privacy. The constitution respects freedom of association, freedom of speech, freedom of media. So we see provisions in that constitution as infringing that as well.
Right, Prof. Do we still have you on the line?
Oh, yes, I'm
Oh,
here.
wonderful. Okay. You've listed quite a number of things that you believe this particular bill goes against, and one would also, say, and I'm going to try and play devil's advocate here,
That's
that the
okay.
same constitution sets out the need for laws to regulate our behavior, and as a sovereign state, through our representatives in parliament, we're saying that this is not our way of life and therefore should not be allowed to persist. Why would you be against something such as
Do
that?
you think that those 275 people in parliament can account for the different ways of life of all citizens in Ghana? I don't think so. Who decides our way of life? We saw parliamentarians fighting and snatching ballot boxes. Is it our way of life? Is it our way of life? Is adultery our way of life? Why isn't there a bill against adultery if we want to protect family values? Isn't that a major issue? If you talk about African cultural values, isn't respect for elders one of the foremost African cultural values? Can you legislate people to respect their elders? So you see, we're on a slippery slope when we decide that we want to construct cultural values in particular way, not in other way. I cannot say it enough. We are a secular nation, not a cultural nation, even though we have cultural values, where our cultural traditions and values are not necessarily the foremost law of the land. If there were, there will be communities that will still encourage and expand Trokosi. We have decided that no, Trokosi, even though it's a cultural practice, it's against our provision, the provision of the Constitution. We are banning child marriage. We are campaigning against child marriage because it's against our tradition. So tradition is not sacrosanct. And